And we're back on Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. Robots on wheels could soon be strolling down your sidewalk to deliver goods to your doorstep. Alisa Nelson spoke with Senator Lincoln Huff.
So let's start off and just have you tell me a little bit of background about the bill.
Sure. Well, the impetus to the bill, as I think a lot of people know, as the personal delivery devices and more home deliveries are happening in our communities, I mean, not just in Missouri, it's all over the country, it's all over the world. We've had test cases where small drones have been utilized to take packages to individual households and things like that. Here in Missouri, a lot of times when those sort of emerging technologies are starting to show up or at least be talked about in our communities, municipalities like to have certainty. And so what this legislation did was not necessarily prescribe that companies, be forced to utilize this or communities even be forced to implement some sort of policies. But it did put in, a lot of times we call it guardrails. It did put in some guardrails for this emerging technology, because I think if COVID taught us anything, it's that we need to be a lot more flexible as communities to work through issues, problems, different circumstances. And I see this personal delivery device technology just as that, as another avenue to help the consumers in our communities get the products, whether they've ordered them, online or from a store in their community. This is just another avenue to have them delivered right there to their homes.
So do you think this could be good for the economy then?
Oh, sure. I think anytime that people have choices with this, we're talking about choices in a delivery method maybe, and choices within, that method of actually receiving a product to your house. Anything like that I think builds on an emerging economy or an emerging technology is a good thing for us.
So this could be for robots on wheels, drones, that kind of thing, just to be clear.
It's actually specific to the personal delivery devices that are on the ground. So this does not deal with drones flying around in our communities. In fact, I think if you've seen some of the FedEx and UPS have some models that they've been just at least starting to build these prototypes and run them around in certain communities. They're smaller automated vehicles that, again, in this legislation, we've given the municipalities, every bit of authority necessary to regulate these how they see fit. So we haven't done anything to open this up in an environment where a community said, maybe this isn't what we want. The policymakers in those individual communities still have the last say. But like I said, a lot of times it's been my experience, the municipalities want a little bit of guidance from the state to say, hey, this is okay. And by the way, you fill in the specific details in your communities. You work with these technology providers and see what best works for your community.
This is Show Me Today. We are talking to Senator Lincoln Huff of Springfield about a bill that he sponsored this legislative session. The governor has signed it into law. The new law takes effect at the end of August. And what it does is it sets up a framework for Missouri cities to have the opportunity to allow personal delivery devices drop off consumer products at your doorstep. So think about robots on wheels. That is what we're talking about. So the robots could operate on sidewalks and crosswalks and roads, provided that they do not unreasonably interfere with vehicles or traffic or block a public right-of-way. I don't know how these robots work, if they're sensor motion or if they're remote controlled by somebody sitting in their bedroom somewhere. I don't know how these work. Do you?
Right.
I'm just curious if you anticipate this could lead to a difference in jobs.
Right. And honestly, that's always a question that comes up is a robot going to take a job away from, a delivery person? The short answer is I do not believe that that's the case. I see this as a way to augment the delivery process that's already taking place. You would still have a delivery truck, maybe in a neighborhood, and they would be filling orders onto these robots, and then they would be taking them out. So I don't see this at all in any way as taking a job away from someone.
I'm kind of excited about a little machine on wheels showing up to my house with the hot pizza. I don't know how you feel.
Yeah,
about
no,
that.
It's kind of cool. I think it's cool. I think, you know, other than just a neat idea, like I said, the reason I wanted to be involved in this is that a lot of times things like this we hear about and, you know, here in Missouri, right, we're geographically right here in the middle of the country. And so we always have the coasts that are coming up with these new things or these new ideas, and it takes so much time for it to filter all the way into the Midwest and then down here to Missouri. This I see as something that we can be a little more front end of, and I think that's good. I mean, I do not believe that these things will be, you know, next year they'll be in everybody's neighborhood and on everyone's sidewalk and things like that. But I do think as this technology builds out that our communities ought to take advantage of it if they see it fitting and working in that environment.
Now, my only concern is somebody stealing my pizza from the robot on its way to my house. So if my pizza is stolen, I mean, there better be some sort of way to lock up my pizza while it's traveling to my house. Now, if my pizza is stolen, is there anything in the bill to address how that sort of situation is handled?
I believe that is going to be left up to not only the companies as to how these things are exactly designed and what sort of pizza safety protocols that they can put in place. But also, again, the municipalities that they would be operating in, I can see some of those protections being built in those specific communities also.
Okay. All right. I have this thing with pizza. I don't know. Just my example today. Just hand over the pizza and nobody gets hurt. So,
yeah, no robot gets hurt.
Yeah. So my understanding is once this law begins, companies with delivery robots could start testing them in Missouri to see where there is a market for these robots. Is that kind of your understanding?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that's the idea. Again, any company that wants to utilize this technology in a specific community is going to have to work within the guidelines of that community. And really how I see this working is, like I said, the state has now set up the framework to say, we are okay with this technology in the state of Missouri, but individual communities can be as restrictive and enforce their own policies on this technology that they see fit, that best fits within their community. So I don't see it as, great, this law has been signed and now it goes into effect at, you know, the end of August, and then we're going to have tiny robots everywhere. I think what you're going to see is the technology being worked through then at the local level to see what best fit.
So if I remember correctly from Floor Debate, you had not watched the movie Terminator until, was it Senator Arthur who brought it up?
It was either Senator Arthur or Senator Rizzo, and I think maybe they were a little surprised. And so my homework for that weekend, if you recall, was to go home and watch the Terminator movie, which it took two nights to get through because it's one of these movies. I'm sure everyone else on the planet, apparently my age, has seen it, but for some reason I just missed it. And so I made the joke when we came back on the floor, and I said, I can't believe you guys voted for this. Has anyone seen Terminator? These things are going to take over. These things are going to be everywhere. And you know, I mean, obviously all in jest, but it is kind of interesting to see something come to fruition where you're talking about having an automated personal delivery device in your community. I think that's a pretty neat advancement in the year 2021.
And I think if I'm not mistaken, was this the movie that he said, I'll be back in this movie?
That's it. That's the iconic line. That's right.
So it's a movie about basically artificial intelligence in a post,
right.
apocalyptic right. future. And to be clear, like you just said, this bill is not about Terminator style. So, but it's a film right. where you pay for the whole seat, but you only need the edge. We will have more after this. You are listening to Show Me Today.